A plan to expand high-dosage tutoring moved to the full Senate after unanimously passing in the Senate Education Committee. Mandeville Senator Patrick McMath says his plan boosts the budget for high-dosage tutoring by 50%.
We're going to be increasing that budget from $30 million, where it stands now, to $45 million of state general fund money, and it is money very well spent.
Furthermore, it expands high-dosage tutoring to eighth grade. It remains to be seen if lawmakers fund the extra $15 million. A bill that makes it a felony to distribute AI images of nude minors heads to the House floor. The measure received unanimous support from the House Criminal Justice Committee. Joseph Daniels told the panel his daughter's likeness was used in a pornographic deep fake and the damage from it cannot be repaired.
It had real consequences. It caused emotional distress, embarrassment, and fear. As a parent, it's incredibly difficult to watch your child go through something like that and feel like the system doesn't take it seriously enough.
If the legislation becomes law, it will be known as the Ivy Daniels Act. Great performance by Cason Evans last night as LSU opened up its series against Oklahoma with a 7-1 victory. Evans struck out 15 in 7 2/3 innings. The second-seeded LSU women's basketball team begins its road to the Final Four tonight as the Lady Tigers face 15-seeded Jacksonville at 5 p.m. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on TIX FM.